WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
Have you been wronged by your nicotine pouches? Settle for sharp edges, rough texture, flavor that drops off. Your pouches are a total wreck, and we're here to get results. Introducing On Plus, the softest pouch on the planet, made with plush, stretchy Nico Silk mesh. That's right, it's as soft as it sounds. So stop settling. Buy On Plus nicotine pouches today at onnicotine.com. Products for tobacco consumers 21 years of age or older. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
All right, Life Strong family, welcome to another episode of the Life Strong Project. I'm your host, AC, and we're about to get into some good talk today with Mr. Tracy Wells from Farmers Insurance. We're going to talk about what insurance is and why it's important. Let's get into it in 3, 2, 1. What's going on, family? It's AC, and we're here with another episode of the Life Strong Project. I'm here with Mr. Tracy Wells from Farmers Insurance. What's going on, Mr. Wells?
Hey, good. Thanks for having me here today.
Hey, man, it's a pleasure to have you here, man. Thanks for sharing your time and your expertise that you're going to drop on us today, man. I'm looking forward to it. So first things first, I was talking to an individual a while back. Well, first, let me do this. Let's do this. Let's start from the beginning. Okay. Let's start from the ground up. Let's drop the seed first before we get the flower.
All right.
You being an insurance agent or a broker, what are you, insurance agent?
I'm an agent. Yeah, I'm an agency owner.
Okay. Now, you know the ins and outs of insurance, but by definition, what is insurance?
It's really a safety net, basically, to put you back to where you were. You know, if there is a loss, it's going to rebuild. Like if you have a house, rebuild your house. If you have a car, either replace or repair the car. On the case of life insurance, obviously, when somebody passes on, it's really there to replace income. Most people think of life insurance just to put somebody in the ground. That's part of it. But there's other aspects of life insurance where if you have a family, one of the spouses passes away, you had a two income family, you can basically say, okay, I want X amount of dollars to keep flowing for maybe 10 years, say your kids are 8 years old at the time of the passing. And you could just say, okay, until the child is 18, I want my spouse's income to continue. So it's to put you back in a position that you were before the loss.
Uh-huh. So that's the seed. All right. That's the seed, y'all. That's the seed right there. So now back to what I was saying beforehand. So I was having a conversation with somebody, and you always meet those individuals. You know these individuals that how should I say it? They know a little something, or they feel they know a little something because, exactly. They think they know a little something. I remember when I was in the Army, we used to call them barracks lawyers because they would always tell you what you should do. And usually 9 times out of 10, they were telling you to do the wrong thing. You're going to get in trouble. Right. But you know, they know something. You know, they know something. So I was talking to someone. He was telling me, you know what? Insurance is, hey, man, you don't need insurance. Insurance, that's a ploy. That stuff is not real. That's, you know, and then you get the conspiracy theorists. You know, insurance was put in place because somebody, and, you know, and then they go off on a tangent.
It was
placed because somebody just wanted to make money, and the government said, okay, let's do this. And you won't even need insurance, because think about it. What are the odds that you have an accident? What are the odds of this, that, and the other? What are the odds? No, you're just paying and putting into something that you shouldn't even have and that you shouldn't even need. All right. Why should anybody have, and based on all of that, that, and now, before we even go any further, I'm going to let all y'all know I got insurance. All right. So let's put that out there right now. All right. But so why is it important from both your, I guess, from your side of things, your aspect of both being an agent and a family man? Give us both aspects to why it's important.
Well, a lot of times people get caught, you know, they're just not prepared. And obviously with car insurance is required, you know, you have to have insurance. But I've put on Facebook and some other social media before, and I just posted a question out there that said, say there was not a requirement by the law that you had to have car insurance, would you do it? And I was surprised. It was probably about 95 to 97% of the people that responded said, yeah, they felt that they needed to have it. Mm-hmm. And it's because they know that they did not have the means to replace their car if something happened, or if they caused an accident where it was a catastrophic type of an accident where, you know, somebody has to be life-flighted to maybe Grady Hospital. Right. And, you know, that's expensive. So they know that they can't do it. There's always that one smart, you know, smart owl guy that has something to say. But, you know, I'll pose it back to him and just say, do you really have the means to do that? You know, could you pay $200,000 if something happened where you caused the accident, or say a tree fell on your house and damaged the frame? You know, that's $50,000 or $60,000. Do you have that laying around? Most people, that smile aleck guy doesn't have it, and he knows it. He's just being, you know, a jerk, basically.
Yeah. Okay. So now you mentioned something. You said, you know, that individual house falls, damages the frame of the house. Do you have $50,000 or $60,000 laying around? Now, hypothetical, because most people do not. But let's say, for instance, that smart one that we're talking about, you know, let's say, for instance, he says, I sure do. I've got $50,000, $60,000 laying around. I'm prepared for something like that. Mm-hmm. Should he still, or she, right, still look at getting insurance?
Yeah, you definitely, because of lawsuits. And there are tons of lawsuits that occur. I mean, you see the commercials on TV, the Morgan & Morgans, the Perry Ellis's, all the guys and ladies that advertise throughout the day. Like right now, it's what, 2:15? So you know they're the people that they target are generally people that are at home right now. You're seeing those commercials just rolling right now. And they're there for a reason. They have to pay for those commercials. So I've had people that have been sued for dog bites. One lady's got sued because her son was play fighting with a family friend, and the one kid fell backwards and broke his wrist. So the other family sued and made up a bunch of lies. I've seen lawsuits where people had a dispute because of trying to figure out what side of the property line trees were at, and one guy cut the trees down. They had a handshake discussion in regards to whose side it was on, and one guy went and cut them down. And he said, hey, no, those were on my side. He filed a lawsuit. So those come to me. So we have to deal with them. Those are claims.
Wow.
Well, for that small aleck guy, do you have that? Probably not.
I'm wondering if I got it. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm wondering if I got something like that. Those are some. Okay, so, I mean, and again, that's getting into a whole, liabilities, and because there's a ton of different insurance.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know, everybody knows, like you said earlier, everybody knows about auto insurance. It's law. You got a car, you should have.
Yeah, and then also if you're financing it, your car finance company, the bank is going to make you get it. Or if you don't, they will put it on there for you.
Yeah, exactly. So we know about auto insurance. Most people, and this is another, wow, this is another one, life insurance.
Yes.
And you mentioned earlier about replacing lost income.
Yes.
And some of the misconceptions about life insurance, and these are misconceptions that I've heard that I don't believe, but let's just, you know, throw it out there so we can educate the people. All right. So people feel that, okay, life insurance, again, is a ploy. And the reason that I've been told is because, okay, you have, you know, somebody working, and regardless or not, when that person goes, you're going to lose income. Yeah, that's true. Well, what's the use? Say, for instance, you don't die until you're 75 or 80 years old. Okay. Yeah. That means you're paying into this for all these years. I apologize. Hit the button. But you're paying into this for all these years and for nothing. Basically, that's what their thing is. What do you have to say for that misconception?
It is a misconception because there are living benefits that you can get. There are certain situations where if somebody is terminal, you can actually borrow against half of the face amount up to a certain amount on a life policy. Most policies are written like that now.
Now you said most. You said most. That means not all of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Now,
most of the ones, when I say most, mm-hmm. I would say the ones in the last 10 years are written like that now. Mm. It used to be when they first came out with that option, that was a big deal. And most companies have that now. They have that option, and it's a great option. And if you get a particular type of policy, such as a whole life policy or a universal policy, you do get some cash buildup in there. Some of them have a very safe investment in there where it's just, you know, invested in real estate. So it's going to be a very flat return on there. And there's some that are tied to the stock market. So there's more risk involved in there, but you can get something out of it. It's another way you could supplement.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
This week, with digital coupons at Safeway and Albertsons, get beef rib roast for $7.97 per pound. Member price with minimum purchase of $50 or more in a single transaction. Exclusions apply. See store for details. And broccoli, cauliflower, or russet potatoes are 97 cents per pound. Member price, limit 6 pounds. Plus, selected sizes and varieties of Lucerne butter, cheese, or Philadelphia cream cheese are $1.97 each. Member price. Visit Safeway or Albertsons.com for more deals and ways to save.
Whatever retirement plan that you have. So if you have a 401k, or maybe you've been working with, say, a factory job, and you actually still have a pension program, which those are rare now, but that could be, that life insurance policy could be a supplemental to your retirement.
Ah, now see, that's something that a lot of people don't know. Now, that being said, I'll go back to you stating that most, and you said within the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Let's say that somebody has gone and is looking for life insurance and is about to pull the plug and say, okay, I'm getting this, you know, I've been quoted this with this company, and I'm going to go ahead and pull the plug, and I'm going with this. What are some of the red flags that should make an individual, as they're, you know, reading through the documentation? What are some of the red flags that should tell somebody don't be so quick to sign?
A red flag?
If there are any, because I'm sure there's got to be.
Well, I mean, sometimes it could be the company that that's being represented. I mean, there's some companies out there that use part-time employees to sell their life insurance, and they sell just one type of life insurance, and they tell you that that's the only kind of insurance that you should get, and any other kind is wrong. And that's a fallacy. You should, you know, there's different types of policies for every situation. Right. But you really should have a sit down with an agent, and you should actually go through a needs analysis and figure out exactly what it is that you want. So if somebody was to just come into your house and just say, hey, you just need $100,000 of coverage, sign here. I mean, you might need more than that. You might need less than that. So that's why I say you should do a needs analysis. We do a needs analysis with everybody. Even the person that calls in and says, hey, I need $500,000, which I'm thinking, okay, that's a nice amount to have, but you know, you might need less than that or more than that. Let's talk about it.
Wow. So, okay. Now, and speaking from this side of things, I had my first needs analysis here when I got to Georgia and I got insurance. My wife and I got insurance. It's the first time I've ever had a needs analysis. Usually, it was, how much do you want? Well, it's going to be this much. Congratulations.
Yeah.
So, and that's how it went. So, and like I said, I was able to sit down and have a needs analysis. So can you describe what goes in during the process of this needs analysis? What is some of the information that you guys look for and some of the information that you guys offer and give?
Well, some of the things that we look at is we're going to look at what kind of debts that you have, any debt obligations that you have, you know, whether it's mortgages, and nowadays student loans is huge. When I came into the industry back in the early 90s, the student loan issue wasn't as bad as it is now. So you have to calculate that in, plus, you know, cars or any other personal loans. You want to look at income if you want to replace a spouse's income. Some people don't necessarily want or feel the need to replace a spouse's income. They might just want a flat lump sum. So if the income may not even be an issue. We look at what life insurance you currently have. Because if you already have some in place and we do a needs analysis and we find out, hey, you might need a little bit more, we're not going to tell you to, you know, stop what you already have. We're just going to put up what's on top. I guess that's a one red flag going back to what you were saying you know, earlier. If an agent tells you that they want to replace your policy, throw them out of the house because that's unethical. That is extremely unethical. The only time I would say that it's okay to do it is maybe you bought the policy maybe a couple of weeks prior. You know, then that's okay. But if it's been in place for a while, don't ever do that. I mean, if there's a need for additional life insurance, you just purchase, and that needs analysis will tell you, okay, you need an additional $300,000 or $400,000 of coverage. You've got $200,000 here. Leave that in place, and then we'll put that on top.
Ah, now see, I knew there was a red flag.
Yeah. And then, somewhere. And then another. Another component that we look at on the needs analysis is education. If you've got small kids and, you know, you want to find out if that parents there want to send their kids to college, and you have to be realistic about how much it's going to cost. Because, you know, back when I was going to school in the late 80s, it was $500 a semester at a state school in California. But we're talking, you know, $40,000-$50,000 a year. I've got nieces that are in four-year universities in Ohio, Ohio State and Miami University. And one of them has a full ride, so she doesn't have to worry about it. So it's ridiculous how much education cost now. I mean, in my opinion, sometimes it's not quite worth it, but you know, that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah. Wow. That's wow. So let me ask you this, because all of this information that you're telling us, and you mentioned the word, I think you said, I think the term you use was, I think you said backup plan, but then you mentioned, I think the word you use was, oh darn, what did you say? Safety net. Now, usually we take that term, and safety net is in case I mess up, I slip and fall, something is there to catch me. Now, you mentioned that during this analysis that if you guys feel that, hey, you don't need that much, you can probably get by with this. And if the individual just feels that the safety net is not big enough to catch them if they fall far left or far right. How do you, as an insurance agent, how do you say, well, okay, if that's what you want to do, but I mean, how do you get across to them that you may not need that much?
Well, sometimes I'll just give them a couple of options. I mean, there'll be an option A, B, or C, and I can show them that, you know, you could maybe try a different type of policy that may not cost as much, and it's a temporary, you know, it's a temporary policy that will only be there for X amount of years, and then it goes away after that. So, I mean, there's different ways that we can, you know, that we can address it.
Oh, cool. All right. So now that was life insurance. Life insurance went deep. But let's flip the script and talk.
Well, let me add this too on life insurance. And this is something that is, it really bothers me when I see online, you know, the GoFundMe to bury somebody.
Right.
And generally speaking, you could have gotten some life insurance, especially if somebody was young, for as little as like $12, $13 a month. And they would have, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars of coverage.
And I
get upset when I see those GoFundMes or the bake sales. It could be avoided.
Interesting that you said that. And I promise we're going to get to business insurance next. Yeah. Business. But I was told, and this is, like I said, I was told as a young soldier by another older soldier, said, listen, never get life insurance on a child. And his reasoning for that was, you're probably going to outlive them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Have life insurance on yourself, because mm-hmm. the odds of that child going before you are slim to none. According to what you just said, that's not wise at all.
Well, the way I look at it is, I don't normally go to a parent and just say, hey, let's put a policy on your child.
Right.
But what I will say is, it's a good idea to put policies on a children, basically to lock in their insurability. Mm-hmm. And here's what I mean by that. You could be a healthy person all the way till you're 30 or 31 years old, sometimes even younger, and then all of a sudden you develop a condition and now you're uninsurable.
Mm.
So I always tell them, lock in the insurability. It's cheap, and at least you know that it's there. And if you want to do some conversions or make some adjustments, it's there. You don't have to prove, you know, you don't have to go through medical or anything like that again. You're already in the system. You're grandfathered in. So that's one reason I would say that. And when I talk to people who are like Gen Z, the younger generation now, and some of the millennials, who, you know, most of them, you know, because they're younger, they think that they're invincible. I was like that when I
was about to say, you know, we were too.
I'm Gen Z. So I was an athlete in college. I ran track and cross country at a high level. So I thought nothing could ever happen to me. But, you know, somebody could easily develop a condition and you're uninsurable. You could be so young and cannot get insurance. And usually when people call us like that and say, hey, I need to get life insurance, that's a red flag to me. I'm like, okay, what's the problem? You probably got some kind of health problem. And generally when we do a little digging, that's generally what the problem is.
Wow. That's deep. Oh man. So y'all lock in the rate as soon as possible before the condition arises. Get the wisdom, people. Get the wisdom. All right. Now, before we get to business, I've got one.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
With VerboCare, help is always ready. Before, during, and after your stay. We've planned for the plot twists, so support is always available. Because a great trip starts with peace of mind.
Last question on life. There's always a discussion about the terms.
Yes.
20, 30, full. Mm-hmm. What's your analysis on that? What kind of information can you give us when someone's about to sit there and it finally dawns on them, man, I need life insurance. So as far as terms are concerned.
Yeah. I always tell people that the best kind of life insurance to have is the one that's enforced when the person passes on. That's the best kind. So really it doesn't matter. However, what we do through the needs analysis is we're going to figure out based on what it is that you need and what you want the policy to do for you. Okay. We'll put you in the appropriate one, whether it's a term policy for 10 years, it could be a 20 or 30 year term. It could be a whole life policy. Whole life insurance is great for people who are of higher net worth. You can set it up where you have what's called irrevocable life insurance trusts, which basically pay the estate taxes. So most of it will flow to the heirs, you know, with as least amount of taxes to them as possible. So you would have an estate attorney, a CPA involved. So those, you know, fit that type of person. There's what they call universal life policies. So sometimes what you can do is you can do a combination. I have lots of clients where we have two or three different types of policies on them at the same time.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Yeah. All right. So business.
Yes.
Let's talk about business insurance because this one is near and dear to any entrepreneur's heart. This was something that I had to learn, and by no means am I saying I know everything about it. That's not what I'm saying. I had to learn what I know so far, put it like that. And a lot of time, I'm guilty as charged. I was under the misconception that, okay, yeah, I have a business, but I'm not really selling anything.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm offering something, but it's not like a service that I'm going to do something for somebody. So I don't need insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Debunk that theory for me, please, sir, because it was debunked.
But well, especially what we're seeing now with a lot of, you know, social media platform. I've been consulting a lot of guys that are on YouTube and they have a big following, big platform where they have, you know, 105, 120,000 subscribers. And there's a such thing as media insurance. So, I mean, if something is said where, you know, they might say something that or write something down, there's a libel or slander allegation. So you have to protect yourself.
See, and I don't have media insurance. You just taught me something. I don't have media insurance.
Yeah.
So basically that insurance covers you if you say something that maybe someone takes it the wrong, because doesn't that happen all the time? That happens all the time in social
media. It does. And my landlord for the office that my storefront is in, he's an orthodontist and he's big on the Invisalign. So we got him a very large media policy because he puts out these videos in regards to, hey, do it the right way. Do it with Invisalign. It's basically a jab at the ones that you see on TV that are like the knockoffs that a lot of people are going to now.
Yeah.
But I guess the knock on these other types of, Invisalign-like braces is that if you don't have a dentist there and you don't do it right, your teeth can go right back to the way that they were.
I thought that was just advertising because that's everything. I mean, Burger King says they have the best burger, and then McDonald's rebuts. They never really say each other's names,
right?
But we know who they're talking about,
right?
So you're saying that if someone mentions, like you said, do it the right way.
Yes.
Someone can come behind and say, hey, I feel you're talking about my product.
Yeah.
And sue or attempt to sue. Wow.
Yeah. And then there's a YouTuber that's very popular that he got into, he didn't start it, but another YouTuber picked a fight with him and came up with some lies and slanders, and he filed a lawsuit against her. And it shut her down basically to stop the lies because what she was saying we all knew was not true.
Wow.
But that's the kind of stuff that happens a lot. And, even if you don't have if you have an at-home business and you don't have a storefront, right. There's things what's called products and completed operations, where if you deliver a service to somebody and it, doesn't live up to what it's supposed to do, they can come after you. I remember I did underwriting for a while, about 20 years ago. It was probably about 15 years back.
I said, don't tell your age like that, man.
Yeah. And and this is kind of funny. There was this manufacturer that was making those exercise balls that people like to use in the gym.
Yeah.
And it specifically said on the packaging that they didn't recommend that you, if you're over 250 pounds, they recommend that you not sit on it.
Okay.
And it was an individual that was well over 300 pounds that sat on it, and the ball went all the way down and then it popped, and they claimed that they hurt their back. And there was a suit that was filed, and there was a claim that went against the products and completed operations. So that's the kind of stuff that you have to think about, when you have a business.
So wait a minute. Now you said the ball clearly stated, or the company clearly stated.
Yes.
The limit's 250.
Yes.
The person elected to sit anyway.
Yes.
Well over 300.
Yes.
Popped the ball.
Yes.
And still sued?
They still sued. You're going to get an attorney. They'll test it and see what they can get away with. I mean, I know some attorneys, and they tell me sometimes that they will just kind of test the water sometimes just to see.
Wow.
So
that brings to mind one of the most famous cases.
I know where you're going.
One of the most famous cases.
Yeah.
In negligence. Was it negligence? The McDonald's.
I knew where you were going with that. Yeah.
So I'm assuming McDonald's, well, of course, they're a major, restaurant chain. Of course, they probably had the money, but I'm assuming they probably were insured. Now, That being said, and we know that there was a payout.
Yes.
There was a payout. So I'm listening to you tell the story of this ball, and it always perplexed me how this payout happened to this lady.
Right.
And, you know, even through, you know, when I got my MBA, and that came up, and even going through school, I was like, that's impossible. I don't see how that's possible, that it says it's hot. She spills it and she's shocked that it's hot. She gets burnt. She sues McDonald's. How in the world? It always shocked me. Now, it sounds like the way you explained it, it's not about what is implied or what is said, what's written on the product, what's written on the cup, what have you. It's all about how something is, and correct me if I'm wrong, something, how it's perceived.
Yes, and how they frame it, you know?
Wow. That right there.
When some of my clients have gotten sued for various things, and they send me the letters from the attorneys, and some of it is just ridiculous. And you're just thinking they're just trying to see what they can get. And I mentioned earlier, remember I said about dog bites?
Yeah.
The average dog bite claim can exceed $40,000 now in Georgia. It's pretty common. There are some rules that are in place, though, where it has to occur outside of the house, the residence, for that to come through. And if the dog bit somebody once on the residence, they kind of get like a free pass. But if it's outside, they're going to go after you. And I've had quite a few of those claims before.
Wow. Okay, that's good. No, I don't have a dog. I don't plan on getting one either. So if the dog is on its own property or on your property, it literally gets a free pass.
Yes. And it happened to a friend of mine. He got bit. He was dog sitting somebody's dog while the people were out of town, and a dog bit him in the mouth because he got a little too close, and he was trying to get the dog to come back in. And the dog lunged and bit him in the mouth, and he's a singer, so his lips were kind of messed up for a couple of weeks.
Man.
But yeah, the dog basically got a free pass.
Wow.
And the insurance company just, you know, gave him what's on the homeowner policy. There's a medical pay on there. Mm-hmm. And it's generally either $1,000, $2,000, or $5,000. That's the increments that it comes with. So that's all they paid was what was on that homeowner policy, medical. If it was maybe this dog's second or third time doing that, or if it was outside, then the liability that I believe that they had maybe $500,000, then that would have probably paid out maybe $40,000 or $50,000, you know, for pain and suffering and other, other medical. So yeah, it can get, it's pretty common now with these dog bites. And you probably have seen on TV with some the attorneys, they always have a particular industry that they're going after at a certain time. And they've run commercials about dog bites in the past.
Yeah. So now, man, this is crazy. So I did not know about the free pass. I'm staying away from people's now. So back to, the business aspect. Yeah. So you mentioned, if you don't have a storefront, it's still good to have.
Yeah.
Now, as you are growing, there are a lot of people that are starting out with this whole pandemic thing.
Yes.
They've started at home. And eventually, I'm sure they hope to one day migrate when things get back to some sort of normalcy to getting a storefront.
Yes.
How difficult or how easy is it to say, okay, I need to change this policy because now I'm moving from, basement headquarters to, a brick and mortar.
Yeah.
And what are some of the things they need to integrate into mm-hmm. that policy as they're changing it.
Okay. Well, that did happen to one of my clients a couple of days ago. I just happened to see on social media that her and her husband had moved into a storefront from actually having a mobile business. Mm-hmm. So I congratulated her and said, okay, we're going to have to rewrite the policy now, because the platform that we wrote it on was specifically for an at-home business. Now that you're in a storefront, we have to rewrite it. Now, there are some instances where it's just a simple endorsement of the policy where it stays in place. We just make a couple minor changes and it stays in place. It just depends on what it is that they're doing and okay. what kind of policy that they have. It can either be rewritten or endorsed to change it.
Okay. So the mindset, I'm assuming the general mindset, and like you said, it just happened to a client of yours.
Yes.
Not long ago. And I can imagine the mindset saying more money. How much of a jump are we talking from at-home business insurance versus, storefront business insurance?
Yeah, it could be, I wouldn't say an astronomical jump, but there's going to be an increase, because a couple things that you're going to have to cover is you're going to have to cover, like your furniture. Like I have my desk here, my chair, my computers in the office here for all the employees, the staff here. You also have to consider for the build out. A lot of people forget about that. So
you said the build out?
Yeah, the build out. So if you move into a empty space, a suite, and then you add, offices in there, carpeting, you fix it up the way you want it. Say it's just a bare space, and then you dump about $50,000 to $70,000 to get it with all the cabinets, everything the way that you want it to look.
Right.
You have to put that cost into the policy as well. Because if there's a loss of fire, you want to recoup that as well.
Recoup all of that. That's good. That's good knowledge right there. Because see, that's something I probably, I'd have messed that up.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know. And then also a good agent is going to ask, if you're leasing a place, they're going to ask to see they want to see your lease, because there's some things in your lease that you may not be aware of, some things that you may be responsible for. So I'll give you an example. There are some times where you might be responsible for the air conditioning system, even though you're renting. So if that's the case, you want to address that. And I've also seen situations where you are renting you're renting or leasing a whole building.
Yeah.
But the owner tells you that you have to get the insurance for the entire building.
You've seen that?
Yes. It's common. And I've had people send me their lease and I say, did you realize that, you're responsible? They didn't know.
So, wow. That's crazy right there. Yeah. So would it be wise is if that budding entrepreneur is about to sign on the lease, they should probably bring it by their insurance agent beforehand.
It's a smart move.
Okay.
It's a smart move. I mean, because you don't want to be surprised. Because, to me, that's almost like when people go buy a car and then they're shocked to find out that they can't afford the insurance after the fact. That happens all the time. So it would be wise to do that. Send that lease over to the agent and have he or she look at it, so you won't be shocked by something that you might be required to do.
Man, see, and that there's, when I finally move into a new brick and mortar, that I'm definitely that's nuts. It does shock me. I'm sorry, it does. Yeah.
You could be responsible for the glass, you know, the glass, the windows. You might be responsible for that.
Even if you're renting.
Even if you're renting. Yes.
Wow. And I guess people don't, they're just happy they found someplace that.
Yeah. A lot of times they don't insure properly. I mean, they might forget to insure the sign on the outside, which can be expensive. You know how signs can run you anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 if you don't insure that right. And maybe there's some, you know, storm or something that comes through, and or maybe somebody vandalizes it. That's a lot of money. So you want to make sure that you're properly covered.
Gee whiz. So if someone's here in Georgia, all right, because that's a lot that, you know, there's a lot that you've shared that really has me thinking now. So I may be giving you a call on the side because I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. So somebody's here now. Do you just service people in the general Georgia area?
Just in Georgia. Yeah. I'm licensed for the whole state of Georgia.
Good. All right. So if someone's in the Georgia area and they say, man, they're listening, they say, ooh, man, I'm slipping on insurance.
Yes.
How can they get a hold of Tracy Wells?
You can give us a call. And my office number is 678-691-3438. And if I'm not here, I've got some other licensed agents that are here. They know what they're doing. They know what they're talking about. I've trained them from the ground up. You can go to my website, which is tracywells.net. Or if you just do a Google search, just put Tracy Wells Farmers, it's going to come up.
Now, you've got some videos out there, too.
Yeah, I have a YouTube channel where I give a lot of insurance advice. It is probably about 100, more than 100 videos on there. It's just really just everyday questions that come in. Like one guy called one day and said, I need to file a claim because I have squirrels in my attic. And I said, no, you do not want to file that because it's not covered. So I did a video on why, you know, why squirrels and other vermin that get in the house is not covered. So a lot of the videos that the topics come from clients, you know, just with a simple question. I mean, I break down in some of the videos how insurance is based on credit. You know, a lot of people don't understand that. Some people don't think it's fair. I'm not here to argue whether it's fair or not, but it is what it is. And, you know, you need to know that.
Wow. Man, we appreciate you stopping through. Man, this is some good stuff, because man, there's some stuff that you explained that I never even thought about. Like I said, insurance is not my expertise, so that's why I brought you in here. I appreciate your time. I appreciate the expertise. Please, people, please insure yourself. Do not listen to that individual that is trying to tell you insurance is a fallacy. You don't need it. It's not necessary. That's ridiculous. Don't get it. Don't listen to that individual. Prepare your safety net. Prepare your backup plan. Replace your put that thing in place. Take care of you. Take care of your family. That's what this is all about. Tracy Wells, sir, I appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, we hope to have you again one day, man. We'll get a little bit deeper into this, man. But please, people, go out there and check out Mr. Wells on YouTube. Check out TracyWells.net, right?
Yes,
TracyWells.net. Check out his website. Please get yourself insured. Please cover yourself. And as always, I'm your host, AC. I thank you guys for allowing me to come into your airwaves. And like we always say, live life, live strong, live well. We're out, people.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running.
Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
You know what they say. Early bird gets the ultimate vacation home. Book early and save over $120 with Vrbo. Because early gets you closer to the action, whether it's waves lapping at the shore or snoozing in a hammock that overlooks, well, whatever you want it to. So you can all enjoy the payoff come summer with Vrbo's early booking deals. Rise and shine. Average savings $141. Select homes only.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
With Vrbo's last-minute deals, you can save over $50 on your spring getaway. So whether it's a mountain escape, city break, or a week at the beach, there's still time to get great discounts. Book your next stay now.
Average savings $72. Select homes only.